Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.
Night of violence, gas attack. I'm Elliot Francis. In North Carolina, protesters, looters, and vandals have left downtown Charlotte, and business owners are now cleaning up after a second night of violent protests in that city. This is what it sounded like overnight as correspondent Boris Sanchez found himself in the middle of the chaos for most of the evening.
They just started shooting tear gas. The crowd of people broke up, and we are running from the scene. So there were agitators that were getting pulled in by police, and a couple people started sitting down, but police grabbed one, and that's when everything just went out of control.
U.S. troops in Iraq were attacked by what they believe was a chemical weapon fired by ISIS, correspondent Barbara Starr.
They are desperate to hold on to Mosul. They want it to prove to the world that they have, in their view, a caliphate, an Islamic State. ISIS has used this type of mustard agent before against civilians.
Officials say no U.S. troops were hurt or exposed to the mustard gas. I'm Elliot Francis. Police looking into this past weekend's bombings are still trying to find two men who found a bag containing an unexploded bomb. Steve Kastenbaum reports.
Early on in the investigation, officials said they were looking for two men who opened the duffel bag on 27th Street in Manhattan, took out the unexploded pressure cooker bomb, and then walked off with the bag. Police and the FBI released a photo of the two men. Jim Waters runs the NYPD's Counterterrorism Bureau.
We're very much interested in speaking to them. They are witnesses. There are no criminal charges. They're not in any jeopardy of being arrested.
Police Commissioner James O'Neill said it's possible the men may not even realize that they were inadvertently involved in the terrorism investigation.
We don't even know if they're aware of this.
It's even possible that they were visiting the city and are no longer here. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
The Fed is keeping a key interest rate unchanged because the U.S. job market continues to strengthen. The central bank is signaling it'll boost interest rates before the end of the year. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Before you head out the door this morning, would you consider leaving your car at home?
Today is Car Free Day, where people pledge to leave their vehicle at home and use other forms of transportation to get around. Nick Ramfos with Commuter Connection says the big reason why? The environment.
Because the less cars you have on the road, the less tailpipe emissions you're going to have.
And he says if you register online saying you'll be car free, you have a chance to win gift cards and other prizes. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, nobody loves commuting, but people who ride Metro Rail are the least satisfied with their commutes, according to a new survey.
The latest State of the Commute survey found only 48% of Metro riders are satisfied with their commutes.
They're just reluctant to use it because of the safety issues.
Metro riders also spend more time getting to work than others, with an average commute of 48 minutes compared to 35 for people who drive to work. Nicholas Ramfos with the Transportation Planning Board says some don't mind the longer commute on the train.
A lot of folks are using that commute time to respond to emails, catch up on the reading.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There will be a term limits question on the November ballot in Montgomery County. A county circuit court judge has dismissed a legal challenge to the ballot question, which will ask voters to approve setting term limits on the county executive and members of the county council. A federal appeals court in Richmond is set to examine a challenge to Virginia's voter ID law today. The Democratic Party of Virginia says in a lawsuit that the 2013 law suppresses voting by blacks, Latinos, and young people. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser wants to double the amount of medical marijuana that qualified residents could buy each month. She says she'll propose allowing patients to buy 4 ounces of pot a month rather than just two. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,294, the Nasdaq at 5,295. Sports, the Nationals' magic number to clinch the NL East is now 2 after a win over the Marlins. The Orioles lose their third in a row to Boston. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Make your home cozy this winter and call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. That's right, two great payment options for your new heating and cooling system. Up to $1,450 off or no interest, no payments for a year. Make your home comfortable and call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does. If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia on Duke Street heading on the westbound direction toward the Landmark area. That's where the closure, Duke Street at North Jordan. With police activity, eastbound lanes are open. There's a shopping center there, so they'll detour you through there. No problems right now reported on 395. You should come off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. That looks great. Overnight road work, 270 commuters. You're feeling that because they're still out there south of 109. But before you get to 121 Clarksburg, look for those delays through that stretch here. So early volume. Again, it's because of road work. Not quite finished yet. Also, if you're coming off of 270 and approaching that Beltway merge into Bethesda, had some overnight construction crews out there as well. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thursday weather map. This first day of fall features low pressure spinning south. Fall arriving at 1021 this morning. And it's going to feel more like summer. 85 this afternoon, the mix of clouds and sunshine. Tonight, warm, 69. Tomorrow, increasing amounts of sunshine after morning clouds. Still warm, 88. Finally cooler by the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Chantilly, 63 in Greenbelt, 70 degrees in Washington. State of emergencies declared in North Carolina as protests in Charlotte turned violent for a second night. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 507, you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and there's much to cover with the violent protests in Charlotte overnight, and we've got you covered here in that regard. At 7:15, we're going to check in with Tom Rogan of National Review. 7:35, Representative Jim Jordan out of Ohio, he gave a grilling to the IRS commissioner yesterday. At 8:05, they're unique, they're one of a kind, well, I guess two of a kind, Diamond and Silk. The big-time supporters of Donald Trump will be commenting on the black protests in Charlotte. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, let's bring people up to date. If you're just waking up and you're wondering how did things go last night in Charlotte, the answer is it didn't go too well. It was a pretty ugly night. There were a lot of protests. There were incidences where there were vandalizing of buildings and rocks thrown at police, etc. Tear gas was fired. It was just an ugly, long night. At points last night, even they had to shut down Interstate 85 in Charlotte because of these protests, which were located mostly in the downtown area. The new development, the new headline this morning, is that the governor has declared a state of emergency, and that means that the State Patrol and the National Guard have been mobilized to assist the Charlotte Police Department in trying to control the violence going forward. There are new developments in the actual investigation into the incident that triggered these protests. As you know, there was a 43-year-old man who was shot by a black officer, incidentally. It was said that, he didn't have a gun. He had a book. And the police have looked at the dash cam video. They have looked at some of the pictures that they have from the scene. There is even a picture that is out there taken by a citizen standing on the sidewalk, I guess with his cell phone, that seems to show there was indeed a gun there. And they insist that when all the facts are known, it will be very clear that the man had a gun and was not responding to police orders to drop it. And posed an imminent, quote, threat of danger. By the way, this individual, this 43-year-old man, had quite a history with law enforcement. Previous charges against this individual, April of 2004, misdemeanor assault with a deadly weapon. In 2015, there was a DUI. In 1992, simple and aggravated assault, two separate incidences in 1992. In 1995, assault with intent to kill, a third incident. There was a situation where he did some time in Texas for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. So quite an interesting history on that guy right there. But the situation there is not good. People believe that this was one of those shootings that where police unnecessarily took the life of a black man. And therefore, they are protesting in a rather violent way yesterday. Even the news media, excuse me, came under attack yesterday.
Yeah.
There were incidences. There's a very viral video of a CNN reporter getting sort of body slammed by someone who just seemed to be walking by in the midst of his report. So not an easy day for the city of Charlotte. The protests continue, but now the governor has declared a state of emergency. State Patrol and National Guard will be brought in.
Yeah, and Brian, listen, I understand they've released information about this guy who was killed in Charlotte, and you just laid out all of the details about his criminal record. But I think it's important and responsible to jump in there and say this guy could absolutely have all of those things in his past, be a real bad dude with a huge record, and yet at the same time, it's possible that the police didn't act properly in this case. I'm not saying that's the case. I'm just saying that we shouldn't be quick to say, well, the guy had a criminal record, therefore he had it coming. I mean, come on. Let's not get into that mode here. I want all of the facts about this specific situation. They have a dash cam video on the incident. It's been almost 3 days now?
Yeah.
Where is the video?
This is what I...
Why don't they release the video?
I don't understand this, because if indeed, as the police say, it's crystal clear what happened, and the dash cam video will back up our version of events, if it's that crystal clear, then why don't you release it? Why don't you release it? Why don't you come out and say, here's what happened, and I think it might serve to defuse the situation, and I don't understand why it is that they have not done that. But they say there's an investigation underway. Well, look, at some point, you have to look at what's happening in the community and say, well, it may impede our investigation if we release that video. Right. Well, it's going to come out anyway, eventually. It always does. It just takes a little longer for it to come out. Even if it impedes the investigation, isn't the greater good stopping the violence on the streets in downtown Charlotte? It seems to me that would be their priority.
You would think. Yeah. In July, Pat McCrory, the governor of North Carolina, signed a new law that makes it more difficult to get public access to the dash cam footage. Local police departments can decide to release the recordings if they want, but if they decline to do so, a judge's order is required. So you got to get a judge's order instead of... and that's a new law that was put into place. And as you just mentioned, according to the Charlotte Observer, the... cops down there have said that they don't want to release the footage because it's in the middle of an ongoing investigation.
Yeah, by the
way... Meanwhile, there are people getting shot in the street during these protests.
Yeah, that's one thing I neglected to mention, that last night there was a man who was shot. He's on life, initially reported to be dead, but now they say, no, he's not dead, he's on life support, and they make the case very strongly that this was not an officer who shot this individual. It was somebody in the crowd who shot somebody else in the crowd. In fact, there are reports that somebody just started firing indiscriminately into the crowd.
Let's also point out that it was just 3 years ago, September of 2013, when a white police officer in this same police district, Charlotte, North Carolina, shot and killed a 24-year-old man named Jonathan Farrell. He's a former college football player. He was looking for help after a car accident. And that police officer, Randall Carrick, was charged with voluntary manslaughter. So far, the judicial process is still going forward. The judge had to declare a mistrial after 4 days of jury deliberation, but he was, in fact, charged with manslaughter. I'm not saying that he's guilty of manslaughter, but that's the climate in which this took place down in Charlotte, North Carolina. And if it's true that there is video supporting the police officer's account that this guy charged them with a gun, it seems pretty cut and dry. And I don't understand what's the point of capturing all of these videos if we can't just release it so that we can advance this conversation. Otherwise, we just have people shouting in the streets at each other, causing violence. And I'm not saying that they're justified in their violence, but don't you think it would make a difference if there was a video showing this guy with a gun in his hand going after cops?
Well, there is a picture that is on social media. You can find it out there today of a scene of somebody took it on the sidewalk, and it does appear there's a gun laying on the ground. It just simply does appear that there's a gun. Now, I don't know where the gun came from. I don't know whose gun it is, but the police are working on the man who has been shot, and there's a gun laying right next to the man. I'm just saying that's out there. The rest of it, though, you're right, Larry. If the video is that conclusive, if the video shows, as the officer suggests, that the man had a gun and was not following orders to drop the gun, and he made a threatening move, as they suggest that was a moment of imminent threat of danger. That's the legal standard, apparently, and that they can take the lethal action against him. Then that ought to be released.
Yep.
That ought to be released, and it ought to be released really, really quick, because that answers the question. It's very hard to go out and protest on the streets and tear up the city when you see a video that shows the guy clearly came up police officers with a gun.
Meanwhile, the police officer in Tulsa, Oklahoma, involved in that officer-involved shooting of a black man, that police officer is now speaking out through her attorney and is giving information. And there's a little bit more being discovered with regard to that investigation. That one, the video has been released. Sadly, it is not a conclusive video. Everyone seems to see it. It's a Rorschach test where people are drawing their own conclusion. We'll tell you the latest on that as well, as we are once again in the midst of racially tinged protests in our country over police actions. We have more for you. Keep it here, but first it's 5:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270. This is why it's so crucial to get road work done on time. South on 270 before you get to 121 Clarksburg. That's where they have the overnight construction project. Crews late to clear that, and as a result, delays heavy. We have so many commuters that come out of the Frederick area, so any glitch like this sure to give us the volume. So as you come south through Urbana and 109, I'm looking at those cameras, very slow to get you up again toward the exit for 121 Clarksburg. So an early morning long haul, unfortunately. So keep a watch on that. They're trying to wrap that up. On 270, as you head the lane divide, good, onto the Beltway Interloop near 355. Having the overnight crews there, they were trying to get everything to the shoulder, but I'm not seeing any delays in that stretch of the Beltway or coming off of 270. Alexandria near Fox Chase Shopping Center still have westbound Duke Street closed due to police activity. Eastbound Duke Street is open for the westbound commuters. You can get through that shopping center to work around. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of sun and clouds today on your first day of autumn. High around 85 degrees. Well, it kind of feels like summer still. Weird. I mean, today is the first day of autumn. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, low 69. And then tomorrow, some clouds in the morning. Mostly sunny skies in the afternoon. Tomorrow, 88 degrees. So really nice weather right now. At the moment, it's 71 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
A little bit about what was going on the streets of Charlotte last night as protesters and police had a clash, the firing of tear gas, and one man was shot, apparently very serious condition. Initially, he was reported to be dead. Now we are told that person is on life support, but it was not a shooting that was conducted by police. It was one person in the crowd shooting at another person in the crowd, at two civilians who mixed it up, and that continues to go on. And as I said, the big development this morning is that the governor there has decided to call in the National Guard and the State Patrol and has declared a state of emergency in Charlotte.
Meanwhile, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, 40-year-old Terrence Crutcher was killed by a police officer. Her name was Betty Shelby. And in this one, there is a dash cam video, which is kind of inconclusive, and also a helicopter video, which is somewhat inconclusive too. However, again, people see what they want to see, sadly. That's why video isn't always a great way to sort of calm these things down. Although, again, in the case of Charlotte, with the police department saying that the video vindicates them, I don't know why they wouldn't release that. But finally, Betty Shelby, this officer, has released a statement.
She says that she was responding to a 911 call about an abandoned SUV in the middle of the street. That's, if you've seen the video, you see this SUV in the middle of the street. Shelby and another officer were on their way to a domestic violence call when she came across that SUV. So she saw Mr. Crutcher standing in the middle of the road looking down at the ground. Now, this is another important aspect of this. When Officer Shelby first encountered Mr. Crutcher, she didn't turn her flasher lights on. She just saw the car in the middle of the street, got out, and started talking to the guy. Because she didn't turn her flasher lights on, the dash cam was not activated.
The dash cam was not rolling, that's right.
So there is no dash cam from her first minute and a half encounter. But she did call in for assistance. She saw the SUV parked in the middle of the street, obstructing traffic in both directions. It was right there on the double yellow line. And the engine was running when she got there, which she found to be kind of odd. She also said that when she approached the car, the doors were closed and the windows were open. Woods said that she looked into the passenger side to make sure no one was on the floor of the car. As she was getting ready to move to the driver's side, she turned around and saw Crutcher walking toward her. So Mr. Crutcher had already left the car, and then he was starting to walk toward her. When she tried to encounter him and say, "Hey, is this car?" he wouldn't respond. He just dropped his head while continuing to look at Shelby, as she put it, kind of under his brow. Crutcher then began to put his hands into his left pocket, Woods said, adding that is the attorney. When I say what, I'm reading this from an ABC News report, adding that Shelby told Crutcher, "Hey, please keep your hands out of your pocket while you're talking to me. Let's deal with the car." Crutcher didn't respond. By the time the cops got there, as you saw, and by the way, she was highly trained in identifying suspects who may have been under the influence of PCP. She had just completed, I think, her second course in being able to recognize that someone's on PCP.
And that was her suspicion after encountering the guy.
That's correct.
And by the way, they found PCP in the car.
They have just announced today that they did find PCP in the car. And, of course, if there's an autopsy, there should be an autopsy. They'd be able to figure out if
toxicology reports, they take about a week and a half, 2 weeks to come back.
Everyone has seen the video of him walking away from police officers with his hands up in the air. And then as he approaches the cars, everyone says, you know, he was walking with his hands up moments before he was shot. Well, that's true. Moments before he was shot, he was walking with his hands up. But when he was shot, his hands were coming down. In fact, when I first saw it, I thought he was putting his hands into the car. The family says that the windows had to be open because there were blood splatters on the window. But he's at the back window, the back seat window.
The window was up.
The window was up, excuse me. But when he's shot, he's actually at the back door. It looks as though he's putting his hands into the back door. But here's what I don't understand. And again, I wish the police had more information and were more forthcoming. Is it standard police protocol to have a suspect walk away from you and toward their car with their hands up? Wouldn't you just have him get down on the ground and order him to do that? And here's the problem with these videos. We don't know what the police officers are saying.
We don't know what they're saying. That's
all we know is he is walking away from them. It doesn't seem like proper protocol to have a suspect walk away from you with their hands up back toward a vehicle. I want more answers. Those are the two incidents, and this is the best we've got right now, sadly.
It's 522.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Do you have trouble concentrating and remembering information? Do you feel tired all the time? These symptoms, along with many others that are medically documented, may be due to low testosterone. Now, don't brush off low T as just signs of getting older. You got to take action by learning about pellet therapy, the gold standard for testosterone replacement for men and women. Pellet therapy has been widely studied and accepted by medical experts as the most effective delivery system for low T. By providing consistent, healthy levels of testosterone with time-release pellets, you're not going to feel fluctuations of energy that are often associated with other therapies. As area experts in testosterone replacement therapy, Dr. Jones and the entire staff at Principal Medical Group offers pellet therapy to safely alleviate many of the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone in both men and women. Contact Principal Medical Group today to learn more at 703-663-8824. That's 703-663-8824, or visit principalmedicalgroup.com.
They call all day long.
3:30 in the morning, waking me up out of a sound sleep.
And attempts to block them are basically useless.
There's nothing we can do.
Robocalls getting worse in our area. 7 on Your Side finds out why.
Congratulations.
Thursday on ABC 7 News at 11.
Pop the bubbly.
Let's go.
Tonight, ABC Thursday is back.
Say it to yourself until you believe it.
Not only is it the season premiere of Grey's Anatomy and How to Get Away with Murder, but it's also the series premiere of your next obsession-worthy drama, Notorious.
The show's already trending.
When it comes to sensational headlines, his clients make them, her team breaks them.
I can make the whole country care.
Sounds like good TV to me.
Let's go!
Let the drama begin.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11, On Your Side. 7 on Your Side. Four little words that pack a big punch, that protect you from ripoffs, that spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words, 7 on Your Side.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270. I'm upset, so I know you're upset if you're coming out of the Frederick area. Here's what's going on early on. We had the road work that didn't quite wrap up right at 5 o'clock, and the problem with that is so many commuters coming out of Frederick getting bunched up, heading into Clarksburg, and you're thinking, Clarksburg? I'm hitting delays before Route 80 Urbana. So before you get to 121 Clarksburg, that's where there's still some activity. However, frustrated commuters, in the backup, we now have a crash south of Route 80 Urbana. You're coming out of Frederick 355. I know it's only one lane for most of that ride in each direction, but that's working a little bit better for you right now. Otherwise, we're good around the Beltway, Alexandria, heading in through Landmark, westbound Duke Street at North Jordan, closed with police activity. Eastbound lanes are open, and this morning, big morning, Beach Drive now officially closed between Tilden Street and the Rock Creek Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too much change expected. Clouds mix up with sunshine through this morning and this afternoon, and temperatures stay mild, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 degrees at 527.
Came in to try to grab those feet.
That was a CNN reporter who was trying to report on the events there in Charlotte last night. And as he's in the middle of his report, some guy walks by and just gives him a body slam. He went all the way down to the ground and then came back up. He's okay, but that's a little bit of what reporters are facing. Steve Harrigan from Fox News was out on the street in Charlotte last night. Here's a little sample of what he was encountering on the street.
Shot, and the crowd continues to gather.
They shot him.
They celebrate.
He was shot just like everybody else. Black people get shot every day, right? It's okay for that, right? It's okay for our brothers and our fathers not to come home, right?
May I ask you one question while you're here?
Why?
If a man was shot about 50 yards over there, we don't know by who, why are you here?
Because I serve a purpose, sir. I serve a purpose. My father serves a purpose. My brother serves a purpose.
Are you?
I'm here because guess what? Whether I'm here, I'm in school, I'm in my car. You said, okay, a man got shot over here, right? So you basically said, why would I put myself in dangerous way?
Exactly.
Right. Oh, but guess what? I could be at work, at school, in my car.
Okay. You get some sense of it. That's what was going on the street.
I don't know if having the man on the street with the camera and microphones is actually helping advance the conversation here and figure out exactly what to do about the problem.
Yeah, and it is true that black people have been killed by police officers in this country. The Washington Post conducts a poll of this. They keep a very detailed list of police-involved shootings, fatal shootings in the country. And so far this year, they say there have been 698 people shot by police fatally. 173 of them were black. It is now 529 on WMAL.
Imagine that this is the sound of credit card fraud.
It's just one part of identity theft. Add in someone opening a new cell phone account in your name. Someone buying or renting properties in your name. Or filing fake tax returns in your name. And you begin to understand that identity theft is more than just credit fraud. At LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect a wide range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of our U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, identity theft becomes a little less ominous. Now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code NEWS. LifeLock.
Hillary Clinton yesterday in a rally in Orlando says that voters should stage an intervention with their friends if they find out their friends are going to vote for Donald Trump. I want to know what you would do if someone tried to intervene based on your political vote. Give us a call, 888-630-9625.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Charlotte remains on edge this morning following a second night of violent protests over the fatal police shooting of a black man on Tuesday.
It was an ugly night here last night in downtown Charlotte. What started as a peaceful demonstration at about 6 or 7 o'clock last night turned ugly very quickly. And it depends on who you ask as far as who's to blame for that chaos that ensued last night.
Correspondent Nick Valencia. North Carolina's governor has declared a state of emergency and the National Guard has been called in. Bank of America in Charlotte has told thousands of its employees working in its 60-story skyscraper to stay home today. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are blaming each other for spoiling Syria's ceasefire. Kerry has called for all warplanes to halt flights over aid routes, and Lavrov has suggested a possible three-day pause in fighting to get the truce back on track. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Joint Chiefs Chairman General Joseph Dunford could face sharp questioning on Capitol Hill today about Syria. A federal appeals court hears arguments today on Virginia's voter ID law. Democrats are challenging the 2013 law, saying Republicans passed it in response to shifting demographics in the state that helped Barack Obama win Virginia in back-to-back elections. A Montgomery County Circuit Court judge has ruled that a term limits question will be on the November ballot. The ballot question had come under legal question, but the judge's decision means that Montgomery County voters will have the chance to decide whether to limit the county executive and county council members to three terms in office. And the Anne Arundel County School Board has voted to move school start times back a little starting next year. The change will delay high school start times by 13 minutes, other schools by 15. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,294, the Nasdaq at 52.95. Sports: Max Scherzer picks up his 18th win as the Nationals beat the Marlins. The Orioles lose their third straight to Boston. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Innova Network offers both? Innova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Innova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Innova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at innova.org/near you. Innova. Join the future of health.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, selling your home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. The realtor you hire is a very important decision. You want to use a proven and experienced pro that can get you the most money and sell your home fast. That's why I want to recommend Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team have been named a top team in the D.C. metro area for 4 straight years. The fact is, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds have 5,500 ready home buyers in their exclusive buyer system looking to buy right now. That's how they get results. They're so confident your home will sell fast and for top dollar that if your home doesn't sell, Debbie and Sarah will buy it, and they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. That's right, guaranteed. Call the only agents I would to make this happen and the only agents I would trust to sell my home. That's the Reynolds Team. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
at the Big Screen Store. Football is back, and it's game on. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99. Now just $24.99.
Wow! Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store. The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. Our price will always be competitive. The real difference is quality, and New Look is a quality leader. Call us for an estimate on your new roof and see why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270 started off as late clearing road work southbound on 270 before you get to the exit for 109. And then big delays happen because of the late clearing work zone. In the backups, we have a crash now, so that's a major factor. On 270 southbound after Route 80 Urbana, but before you get to 109, now it looks like the left lane's blocked. You see some flashing lights as a result. Now let's get you around the Beltway in good shape through Maryland and Virginia. Not seeing any problems there. Trying to pull up the traffic cameras right now on Virginia's Interstate 95. Crash reported northbound 95 right as you come up to the Prince William Parkway. So do watch. I am seeing a fire and rescue responding in that stretch. So northbound on 95 heading again through the Woodbridge area past 234, the scene of the crash. No problems over the 14th Street Bridge. Bridges into town. And now from garage door repair. Care.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
First day of fall, summertime temperatures. If we don't get the upper 80s today, we'll get there tomorrow. The warm weather is going to be sticking around for the rest of the week. 10:21, that's when fall arrives, and there'll be a sun cloud mix in the sky, 85. Tonight, 69. Tomorrow, increasing sunshine, 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Dumfries, 63 in Kensington, 70 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes talk coming up about 7:15 this morning. We're talking to Tom Rogan, National Review, about 2016 politics at 7:35. Representative Jim Jordan, there was a big hearing yesterday about whether or not the IRS director should be impeached, and he actually testified. Jim Jordan will give the layout of what happened there yesterday. At 8:05, always entertaining, Diamond and Silk will be along. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper with CNN. I'm Brian Wilson. Alongside Larry O'Connor.
And love me some Diamond and Silk.
You do enjoy them, yeah.
We are 47 days away from the election, and I want to know what you're going to do when a Democrat gets in your face, as Barack Obama used to implore his followers to do, get in your face and try to tell you why you're wrong for not voting for Hillary Clinton. It's going to happen. There's going to be interventions, and your friends are going to try to tell you that Hillary Clinton is the way to go. What's your answer? 888-630-9625. Are you ready for political interventions? You know, if you're not voting for Hillary Clinton, they're treating it like it's some sort of psychological addiction or disorder that requires an intervention. That's what Hillary Clinton asked yesterday. She wants interventions, and she said that friends don't let friends vote Trump. So what will you do if you are intervened upon? 888-630-WMAL. These comments came during a video address to the Labor International Union of North America. It's an astounding video where she's basically sitting there yelling into the camera at all of these big-time union bosses in Las Vegas. And she ticks off all of her great organized labor positions that she has. And then she reaches toward the end of the address. She says, now, having said all this, why aren't I 50 points ahead, you might ask? By the way, if you have an idea why Hillary Clinton is not 50 points ahead, you might want to tell us. Maybe we can share. Maybe we can let her know why she's not 50 points ahead. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I bet that she says, she claims that the reason she's not 50 points ahead is because Donald Trump's real platform and real agenda hasn't been put out there, and she was employing her union goon friends, excuse me, union brothers, to get the word out. And then she said this, if you do know somebody, she's talking to voters here. Listen to what she's saying to voters. If you do know somebody who might be voting for Trump, stage an intervention. Try to talk some sense into them. Lay out the facts. The facts are on our side about what I've done versus what he's done. Remember, friends don't let friends vote Trump. So what will you do if they intervene with you if you're not going to vote for Hillary? 888-630-9625. I welcome this. I'm very excited to hear people intervene with me, because I always turn to them and say, well, without mentioning the names Donald Trump or George W. Bush, please tell me why you want Hillary Clinton to be president.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult for them to do it.
Yeah, tell me what you like about her. Mm-hmm. And that's that's why her, it's hard for them to answer, because she's very unlikable. All the polls suggested her unlikability factor is through the roof. Look, I try to stay away from this conversation in social settings and in family settings. Not that my family, there's not a member of my family who would ever vote for Hillary Clinton. I can assure you that. But I just try to avoid it. The way I get out of it is, I talk about this for 4 hours every day. I don't really want to talk about it off work, so I get out of it that way. But if your question is, why is she not 50 points ahead? I think it's very easy to answer that question. People don't believe her. They don't trust her. They think she's a liar. She lied about the whole thing with Benghazi. She lied about the email server. She lied. She couldn't get her story straight the other day when she collapsed at Ground Zero. At first it was, I was a little hot, then I was a little dehydrated. No, wait, it was pneumonia. Hey, but not a very serious bout of pneumonia, just a little bit of pneumonia. Well, if it's just a little bit of pneumonia, then why did you pass out? I mean, people want to know these questions. It doesn't add up. People don't think they're getting the straight stuff from her on any level. And so that's why she's not 50 points ahead. People don't trust her. It's that simple.
It is that simple. Well, what do you do if you if they stage an intervention for you? That's what Hillary Clinton is imploring her supporters to stage an intervention. How about to Joe in Baltimore? You're first up on WMAL. Go ahead, Joe.
I'm not going to vote for Trump. I'm going to vote for Clinton, because I don't trust Trump. And if I could possibly find him trustworthy, he'd do simple little things like release all 12,000 of his pages of his tax return. And the pundits have had a play in me deciding who I was going to vote for, because I'm actually pretty conservative.
Joe, can I...
And I've listened to all the acting and all the preparation and stuff, and I find Trump to be very disingenuous.
Okay.
I can tell you how.
But can I ask you a question first? Why are you more interested in Donald Trump's tax returns as a private businessman than you are Hillary Clinton's emails and correspondence when she was actually a public servant working for you with the federal government as Secretary of State?
Because most of the people there who worked for the government had a reason to stay off of the government servers. There are so many people who stayed on the government servers who have been hacked to the smithereens.
Joe, you may say that, Joe, but none of them but Joe, none of them have made that claim. That's hilarious. I have never heard one person in Team Hillary who used the private Clinton email server that said, we did this because we didn't want to get hacked in those government servers.
No, that's not what they said.
Now, Joe, you made a great claim there. It's a great talking point.
It's a matter of convenience.
But it's not anything that they've ever claimed. So good for you for inventing a new talking point for the Clinton campaign. I appreciate you calling in there from our suburban neighbor to the north, Baltimore. All right, more of your calls in a moment. What are you going to respond when you're intervened by a Clinton supporter? It's 5:43.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
545, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, we have a couple major delays. First in Virginia, if you're heading out of Triangle, heads up. We have this crash in the Dumfries area, northbound 95, north of 234, where a car overturned. See a lot of flashing lights, obviously a lot to deal with, and it looks like two right lanes they're letting get by. Northbound 95, north of 234, Dumfries. 270, southbound. Initially, the problem was the late clearing work zone, south on 270, near 121 Clarksburg. That's been picked up. Had an accident in the backup, so now the overall picture looks like this. Jammed out of Frederick on 270 to get you past Route 80 Urbana, where we had the scene of the crash, now to the shoulder. Caller's telling me it took about 45 minutes, so early, heavy delay. Here out of Frederick. 355, the heaviest bailout stretch I'm seeing right now is as you come south of Route 80 Urbana and then push south on 355 toward Hyattstown. Beltway, that's been in good shape. No problems, Maryland, Virginia. And this morning started the closure in place. Now Beach Drive closed between Tilden Street and Rock Creek Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Breaks in the overcast with clouds mixing in at times as we go through this morning. Sun and clouds throughout the day, and we stay fairly mild, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 71 degrees, traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Why aren't I 50 points ahead, you might ask? Well, the choice for working families has never been clearer.
Hillary Clinton staging a video conference call with union bosses in Las Vegas, shouting at them for no actual reason that I can understand. But, boy, you're a candidate for president. Why would you throw this soundbite out there?
Why aren't I 50 points ahead?
That's what a lot of Democrats are wondering right now. I mean,
why aren't I 50 points ahead?
It's almost like she had a bout of Tourette's there and just said the one thing she shouldn't say.
It reminds me of that great the great season of Saturday Night Live in 88, Dukakis versus Bush, and they were doing all the pretend debates. Do you remember all the debates they did? And at one point, I think it was John Lovitz who played Michael Dukakis, where Dana Carvey's George Bush just went rambling on and on in one of his answers, and it didn't make any sense. And then they cut to Michael Dukakis and said, Governor Dukakis, your response? And he just looks at the camera and says, I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
I remember that.
Why aren't I 50 points ahead?
But then later in the address, she implored her union buddies there and said, if you do know someone who might be voting for Trump, stage an intervention. She said, yeah. Friends don't let friends vote Trump.
Yeah, you know, sort of when you said intervention, and you're talking to union people, you just kind of imagine this big guy with his nose that sort of goes to the left.
Yeah, with a baseball bat in his hand.
It would be a real shame here if you were to vote for, you know, that Trump guy. It would be a real shame what might happen to your place here.
Greg and Summerduck, you're on WMAL. What do you think, Greg?
It's intimidation, number one. Don't tell me how to vote. That's one reason I will not vote for Clinton. Number two, it's funny you hear about all the signs that are being ripped up that were Trump's fence in front yards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You don't hear it the other way.
Yeah, and why is that, Greg? I mean, you know why it is? Because it works. These are their tactics. This is what they've done. I mean,
I need you to go out and talk to your friends and talk to your neighbors. I want you to talk to them whether they're independent or whether they are Republican. I want you to argue with them and get in their face.
Oh, lovely.
Right?
Yeah.
And it works. Steve in Gaithersburg, Andrew in Chantilly. I'm sorry, Steve. Andrew, you're on WMAL.
Well, if Hillary wants to have interventions, I think the Trump supporters need to get together, hire a priest, and do exorcisms of all the Hillary supporters.
Oh, all right. Bring in an extra ammo there to take care of the situation. Call on a higher power. Thanks, Andrew. Exorcism.
I need you to go out and talk to your friends.
Yeah, I guess that might be one way to go about it.
It's time to hear.
Why aren't I 50 points ahead?
That's a good
question. They could use an exorcism there.
That voice needs an exorcism. It's 5:50. Here's El Rushbo.
It was Obama's swan song speech at the UN this week, and he decided to slam Donald Trump. He said, the world is too small for us to simply build a wall and prevent it from affecting our own societies. A nation ringed by walls would only imprison itself. Typical drivel that liberal politicians spew to impress each other, and it's BS. First, nobody's talking about ringing the country with walls. What American citizens are demanding, and have been for decades, is simply real security at our southern border. Lying politicians have allowed lawlessness at that border for decades in exchange for votes and donations and cheap labor. Well, now Americans hear somebody running for president. Sounds like he's serious about fixing it. Obama had 8 years to do that and didn't care to try. Second, our nation will not be imprisoned by dealing with our illegal immigration crisis. What is being imprisoned now is our own economic growth by Obamacare and tons of other job-killing anti-business measures. What's being imprisoned now is our culture by liberal lunacy, like forcing schools to allow boys into girls' bathrooms and locker rooms. What's being imprisoned now is our national security by people like Obama and Hillary, who are too afraid to even call Islamic radical terrorism what it is, and who won't put political correctness aside to defeat it. We are stuck if we don't change away from these people.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
If your friend at work told you she just found a way to save half on her dry cleaning every week, would you switch to that dry cleaner? What if all your friends told you that they found a great new dry cleaner that charges half what most full-price cleaners charge? Then would you switch? Well, what if I told you that a million people had dumped their full-price cleaners for Zips dry cleaners? Would that convince you to at least try us? Because that's how many people have switched to Zips, where we charge a flat $2.29 to dry clean any garment, and even less to launder shirts. Zips uses an efficient, state-of-the-art process to clean your clothes. It's just that we charge you way less to do it. Zips has truly revolutionized the dry cleaning business, one $2.29 garment at a time. So bring in the load of clothes you normally take to the full-price cleaners and see for yourself just how smart it is to use Zips. A million people wearing clean clothes can't be wrong. Come to Zips. Professional cleaning, unbeatable pricing. For Zips near you, visit 321zips.com.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270. We need an intervention. We have major delays out of Frederick and down past Route 80, Urbana. That's the scene of the crash now over to the shoulder, but now the volume definitely solid. Also, the bailout traffic leaving Urbana south of Route 80 on 355, pretty intense, heading down toward Hyattstown. Let's take you 270, just like we had yesterday morning, right as you get ready to merge onto the inner loop of the Beltway at the end of that exit off of 270. That's where we have the construction project as well. Virginia, 95 north, jam trying to get north of Triangle and past 234 Dumfries. Looks like they're allowing the right lane only to get by the scene of the crash there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too much change expected. Clouds mix up with sunshine through this morning and this afternoon, and temperatures stay mild, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 degrees at 5:56.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $80,000 Corvette giveaway on Friday, September 30th. Earn entries now for your chance to win your share of $80,000 in prizes or a 2017 Chevy Corvette. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Every year, 735,000 Americans have a heart attack. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. 47% of sudden cardiac deaths occur outside of the hospital. The smartest action is before there's a problem. Virtual Physical reveals plaque buildup by looking from the inside out, enabling action before it's too late. Put your health flex spending to good use with a heart scan at $199. Call 301-984-9009 today.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry,
And I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single, pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMA.
All right, so you're on the highway and there's construction and they're bringing it from three lanes down to two and everybody dutifully gets over to the left, you know, so that we can get through this little funnel. And then some guy comes zipping down the empty lane and it makes you mad. Maybe you need to reconsider that.
Also, Hillary Clinton spoke out about the violence in Charlotte, about the police officer shooting, saying, well, we don't know all the facts yet, but here's what we do know. We'll play you the audio and then get your reaction after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL-FM.